Hi, friend, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about following your dreams. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. If you listened to my last episode on New Year's resolutions, you'll know why we really shouldn't be waiting until the new year to follow our dreams. Spoiler alert, we should be chasing after these goals all year long. Check out that episode if you haven't already. I spoke about planning a new focus for each month and using your weeks to make actionable steps towards your ultimate goals. Taking these baby steps will make your dreams feel much more attainable and can boost your confidence along the way. This ties in perfectly with our theme this month, which has been about beginnings. We are going to dive in a little deeper today to talk about finding and following your dreams. If you needed a pep talk today, you've come to the right place. So, Disney has released a new movie called Soul. If you haven't seen it yet, I won't spoil it for you, but you definitely need to check it out. It's about finding your life's purpose, what brings you joy, and what it means to have a soul. The movie shows the characters when they are in the zone, living their life's true purpose. When you are in the zone, you are in a euphoric type state. You are riding that high. For me, I am in the zone when I'm taking care of my son, gardening, or working on this podcast. For some people, it's playing their guitar or caring for their animals. Whatever that might be for you, it's going to cause you to radiate pure joy. Why am I telling you about this? Because this movie got me thinking about how we can find our purpose and follow our dreams. We all deserve to be in the zone as much as possible. Who wouldn't want to be feeling that true joy every chance that they can get? Now, if you're listening to this and feeling like you don't know what that thing might be for you, don't worry. View this as a chance to explore, try new things. If you find yourself being drawn towards certain interests like cooking or painting, honor those feelings and try it out. You may find a few things that put you in the zone. And really, the more joy that you can bring into your life, the better. Now, these interests or purposes are not concrete. They might change as time goes on. That is normal. Life is always changing, and it's better to remain fluid than fight it. But those interests and purposes are arrows that can help point you towards your dreams. Maybe you are already in the process of chasing your dreams. You might have a business started or be working for a promotion. Or maybe you're in the seed stage of your dream. You know you want to start, but you haven't made any moves on it yet. This episode is for you, regardless of the stage that you are in. I'm here to first remind you that you are worthy of achieving these dreams, because that is the foundation. If you don't believe that you are worthy, you're not going to get very far. You have to trust that you are being called to this for a reason. This vision was placed in your heart and in your mind so you can chase it. That vision is unique to you. You and I might have similar dreams, but they will never be the same. That is the beauty of individuality. If you find yourself feeling like a fraud or like you're not worthy of your dreams, check out my episode on overcoming imposter syndrome. I quoted Noam Chomsky in it. If you assume that there is no hope, you guarantee that there will be no hope. You have to believe there is hope that you can and will achieve your goals. Now, I completely understand that it's not just a switch that flips. It's a continued practice. You have to learn how to believe in yourself. I spent 20 years of my life having my self-worth just chipped away at. I had a mother who wasn't present to show me that I was deserving of love and attention. I put myself in relationships that took away my voice. So when starting this podcast, I had to learn how to use my voice. I had to believe that I had a message that I could share with others that would help benefit them. I struggled with my own imposter syndrome. We all fall prey to it. But you have to know that you deserve more. You are worthy and you are capable. I wouldn't be here talking to you today if I hadn't have been able to overcome my negative self-talk. I still struggle with that from time to time, but I keep working at it. If you need more of a confidence boost, you know where to find me. I'm always here to lift you up. Now that we know that you are worthy and capable of achieving your dreams, let's talk about how you can do that. First off, you need to know your why. You need to know why you are doing this. So why are you wanting to follow this dream? Why is your heart being called to this? Maybe it's that you find joy in helping others or the structure of running a business. When I started this podcast, I knew that my why was to help others. If I could impact just one life and either inspire them or help them grow, I could be fulfilled. I keep that why in mind for everything that I do. Your why is going to be your driving force, your guiding light. So don't let it slip from your mind. If you start feeling lost or hopeless, look to your why to keep guiding you. And be careful not to let your why slip into a place that is self-serving or inauthentic. Chasing after money or fame will impact the quality of your work and your overall happiness. Obviously, we all need money to survive in this world. That's a given. I'm just saying not to let that be your main reason behind doing something. Now that you know your motivation, you need to do your research. I'm all about researching. Learning the ins and outs of your dreams will make them feel much more attainable. It will help you realize that it is possible to do. The unknown is what makes our dreams feel so untouchable. We don't know where to begin or what it takes. Do you think that I knew how to build a website or start a podcast when I started chasing this dream? I knew absolutely nothing about it. I spent hours and hours researching everything from podcast microphones to the back end of website development. I still spend hours researching. I do it while I'm breastfeeding. I do it while I'm trying to get my son to sleep. You have to do the research in order to learn your craft. Part of researching your dreams should be making connections. Find people who are already doing it and talk to them. They were beginners at some point too. They can help you better understand the process and speak from personal experience. Those connections can also come back to serve you in the way of collaborations, job opportunities, or more new connections. Those are not the only benefits of these connections. In my last episode, I talked about how you become what you surround yourself with. If you start making connections with these driven and inspiring dream doers, that will rub off on you. You will gain motivation from these connections. In your research, you should be able to find a clear path for you to take. Even if you can't see the entire road to your destination yet, you should be able to see the next few steps. That's all you need right now. So figure out your next step. Use my planning strategy from my last episode to set your focus for the upcoming month and start planning that first step. And then do it. Make that first move. This is so simple, yet one of the hardest parts. If you keep waiting until you feel 100% ready, it won't ever happen. No one can ever be completely ready for anything in life. Life is too unpredictable for that. We are all just figuring it out along the way. I will be the first person to tell you that I am no expert at podcasting or blogging. I didn't know what I was doing when I started it all, and I'm still figuring it all out. I don't believe that anybody should feel like a master at their true soul's purpose. Learning new things about your passion should be something that you continually strive for. Now, to reward yourself for taking that first step, invest in your dream. Buy that camera, get a website domain, subscribe to a podcast host. Investing in your dream will hold you accountable. Knowing that you've put money into it will drive you to want to get more out of it, even if it's not a monetary value. Investing in your dream will also allow you to build the foundation for it. This is how you get the ball rolling, so to speak. Once you get it rolling, it can create a snowball effect, just building onto itself. So take classes, create content, practice, start laying down that foundation that will support your dreams. You may not be able to see what that creation will look like just yet, but it's slowly coming together. Another way to invest in your dreams is by sharing your vision with others. This is an emotional investment. By sharing your vision, even if it's just with your partner, they can help hold you accountable. And they may not even realize that they're doing it. But having somebody asking about your progress or just checking in on it is motivating in itself. This person is also going to be a great source for support whenever you need a little extra encouragement or reassurance. My husband listens to every podcast that I produce. I show him every change I make on my website. Having him involved and interested helped keep me invested in it. It does also mean that he can refer me back to my own content when I need a reminder of the message. Just this week alone, he's referred me back to my body acceptance and imposter syndrome episodes. I need those reminders just as much as you do. Whenever you are ready to share your vision on a larger scale, keep in mind that you want to attract the right people. We are looking for quality, not quantity here. This is where people can get caught up in the external validation of numbers and fame. But ignore that. You want to attract your ideal person. This is called an avatar in the blogging world. An avatar is the person that you're writing to, the person that you're focusing on. You can figure out what to do or what to say, but you have to stay focused on your audience. Who are you being called to serve? Where do you find them? What do they like to do? Sharing your dream with people who fit your avatar is important, because what is the point in sharing motherhood content with people who are passionate about fishing? Throughout this whole process, one of the most important pieces is being consistent and staying consistent, even if you don't see results. Keep moving forward. I always remind myself of the saying from Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. It may be hard to get the ball rolling. You may hit a plateau at some point or have some sort of setback. But if you keep building it, they will come. People will take notice. They will be interested in what you are doing. You will attract the right people. When you reach a level of measurable success, whatever that may be to you, remember these two things. One, be grateful. Be grateful for what you have built, and be grateful for the people that helped get you there. And two, help others. Remember what it was like to be at the beginning. Help lift others up. There is more than enough success, wealth, or business to go around. Whatever it is that you are chasing, there is no lack of in this world. Building up others helps build you up to a whole new level. It creates more opportunities, connections, and just general good karma. And the last piece of advice that I want to leave you with is to celebrate each success. Celebrate every win, no matter the size. Celebrating even the smallest of wins will make you feel successful. This feeling will build confidence and motivate you to keep pushing forward. Well, friend, you just heard my take on following your dreams. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.